My House.
Writer Karen Anderson.
When I die, I will leave the people I love, which makes me sad. But what really bothers me, and I confess this with a certain embarrassment, is leaving my house. As a house, it's not that special, an old two-story needs work place. But as a source of shelter and security, it has never let me down. I can't say that about people. I know I'm supposed to love people more than things, and I do. But I can depend on my house. Growing up with an alcoholic mother and an angry father, I didn't go to my parents for comfort. I went to my room. There on the twin bed, wrapped up in my blue blanket, I read books. This pattern has prevailed despite the many safe people in my life now. There are still times when push comes to shove and I shelter in place. Today that place is my beloved little breakfast nook, where I sit and write and stare out the window, which is why I find it difficult, impossible, to imagine someone else living here. Someone else's furniture in the living room, their food in the cupboards, their voices, their smells. When I die, I will leave the people I love and the house I love. As a house, it's not that special, but as a refuge, it has been everything.